I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Taliban insurgency is spreading. The Muslim militants have been launching attacks in southern and eastern Afghanistan for years. Lately, though, there's been more fighting in and around Kabul. Yesterday, 10 French soldiers serving with NATO were killed very close to the Afghan capital. Today, France pledged to keep its troops in Afghanistan. In fact, President Nicolas Sarkozy said that the struggle against terrorism for democracy and freedom is a just cause. Correspondent Derek Stoffel is in the south-central city of Kandahar. Derek, I understand that what happened over the past few days is the Taliban's most serious and complex set of attacks in 6 years now. What did happen?
Well, it started yesterday on Monday with a reconnaissance mission in which French and Afghan troops were involved in, and I think they got caught off guard by a strong insurgent attack. A gun battle started, and things turned quite ugly when a group of about 100 Taliban insurgents took on the French paratroopers, and when it was all done, 10 of the French were dead, another 21 were injured. Certainly a very dark day for France and for NATO troops here.
The other major attack that happened involved the American base Camp Salerno. This is near the Pakistan border. This one involved suicide bombers and many of them descending on the camp. What happened?
That's right. Camp Salerno has been a hotbed of insurgent activity over the last couple of days. Taliban insurgents actually tried to fight their way into the base, but they did not succeed in that. We do know a number of those suicide bombers were killed, but at that same base yesterday, 10 Afghans were killed when there was another attack. So there's been a lot of bloodshed at this base in the province of Khost.
Aside from the Americans responding, there was an Afghan commando unit that apparently circled the Taliban fighters, the insurgents. Do you know at this point how capable the Afghan National Army was in responding to these suicide bombers?
Well, the Afghans were somewhat successful in repelling the Taliban, but they certainly did need the help of the American forces in this latest case. And really, until the Afghan forces get stronger in terms of their training and in numbers, all kinds of Afghan security forces have been killed. About 650 have been killed in the last 5 months alone. And I don't think it's fair to say right now the Afghans are handling security on their own.
We know about the attacks in parts of Afghanistan such as this. They've been happening frequently. What about the attacks that are closer to Kabul, the capital, such as the one involving the French units? Why is it that the Taliban are gaining strength and seemingly covering more ground closer to the capital, which used to be more safe from the Taliban than it apparently is now?
That's right. There is real worry that the Taliban are making a big push in the last couple of days. You know, they're not just fighting in the areas where they have been fighting, in Helmand province, in Kandahar where I am, in Khost where the Americans are, that they are making a real push toward the capital, and I do think that it's causing a lot of worry tonight.
Derek, before we let you go, you have been to Afghanistan two previous times. You haven't been on the ground long this time, I know, but on your third visit, can you describe how things have changed, either for the better or the worse?
It's pretty bad out there. I remember on my first trip in 2006 when we were able to actually drive out with our local translator pretty much anywhere we wanted to go. 2 years later, and that's just unthinkable. So, you know, reporting on all of these attacks in all different kinds of regions of Afghanistan, it is certainly fair to say, I think, that the security situation is deteriorating.
All right. Thank you very much. Derek Stoffel speaking to us from Kandahar, Afghanistan. Thanks again, Derek.
You're welcome.